So the other day I made the comment that Lent is the only season that sort of comes with a book of instructions. Because with starting with Ash Wednesday, St. Paul is saying to the Corinthians, "We appeal to you to receive the grace of God not in vain, for he says, this is an acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So on Ash Wednesday, we are told this is the time. Now we should be involved in this relationship we have on an ongoing basis with our God. And then on Thursday in Matthew, we hear, this is still the Gospel of Ash Wednesday from Matthew. Declare a fast. Pray. And when you pray, do it this way. When you fast, do it this way. When you give alms, do it this way. Lays it out, Matthew does. This is how we're supposed to do this, fasting, praying, and giving. This is how it's supposed to look. And then on Thursday, we hear from Moses saying to the people, "I put before you good and evil. Choose good." Sounds like a no-brainer, right? But we know the history of the Jewish people, and we know our history. Do we always turn to God? No, we don't. So that's the theme that we have this Lent, is turn to me. When is it a good time? It's always a good time to turn to God, to put our hope, our faith, our love, our concerns, our challenges, our fears, everything at the feet of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer. Jesus Christ, who begins his preparation for ministry by 40 days in the desert. And I love Scripture because sometimes it's really evident. He hadn't eaten for 40 days and he was hungry. I think it's one of those parts of Scripture that it's really hard not to interpret correctly. He was hungry. And so the devil came and tempted him. And then we get into sort of a scripture contest between Jesus and the devil. It is written, it is written, it is written. A battle between good and evil. And of course, Jesus in the end vanquishes him. You will not put the Lord your God to the test. There's this sense that in this conversation between Jesus and the devil, Jesus has allowed it. Because again and again and again, Jesus, when he challenges us or invites him to follow him and do as he has asked us to do, he shows us what it looks like. Jesus was tempted. We too are tempted all the time. Good and evil is still embattled to this day. I believe firmly in my heart of hearts, I trust and know that God will win the battle. But I have to be part of that, and I am tempted. So we start out Ash Wednesday with the best of intentions. I've committed this Lent to spend at least a couple of minutes every day saying thank you to God for whatever comes to mind when I'm in that position to say thank you. I do that. That's my commitment for Lent. And I can tell you, so far, it's been perfect. Oh, wait a minute. It's the first Sunday of Lent, right? I'll let you know how it goes. But each of us, whatever we've committed to do for Lent, whether it be letting go of social media or spending less time in front of the television or opening the Scripture three times a week or getting to daily Mass Wednesday and Friday, or whatever it is. So far, so good. We have a perfect record. First Sunday in Lent. Let me know how it goes. Because we will be tempted. We will be tempted by our schedule, by how tired we are, by things that intervene. Well, we've planned to go to Mass, but, you know, this Wednesday something's come up and the temptation will be there. We get to decide. through all of the things that Jesus Christ invites us and challenges us to do, we get to decide. It goes all the way back to creation. The world was perfect, and then God gave us free will, and we began to choose. And mostly we choose for the good. God created us to seek the good, and we do. But we are tempted. And so the challenge becomes, what do we do with that temptation? What did Jesus do? He confronted it. You can't win this battle, Satan. Not because I am God, because he was and is. But in his humanity, he confronted Satan with Scripture, with the foundation that we have in our own lives, that we have available to us. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. One does not live on bread alone. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is in my heart. The Holy Spirit is on fire in me, and I will not give in. Am I going to fail? Probably. Am I going to give up? Nope, I'm not. Because I know in my heart of hearts when I committed to doing this, there is so much that I am thankful to God for, that when Lent ends and we celebrate the glorious days of Easter, the invitation for me personally will be to continue that. Because if we follow through on the things that we do for our Lenten observance with faith, with consistency, with patience, with passion, with intentionality, when we celebrate the feast of the resurrection, we will be different than we were when we started the journey. That's the point of the preparation process, is to be different. So there's my challenge to you. Decide what it is you're going to do for Lent. And then with patience and with perseverance, say to the devil, I choose good.